We stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel appointed for this Sunday is taken from the Gospel of St. Mark, the 7th chapter, beginning with verse 14. Jesus called the people to him again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. There is nothing outside a person that by going into him can defile him. But the things that come out of a person are what defile him. And when he had entered the house and left the people, his disciples asked him about the parable. And he said to them, 'Then are you also without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into a person from outside cannot defile him, since it enters not his heart but his stomach, and it is expelled?' Thus he declared all foods clean. And he said, 'What comes out of a person is what defiles him. For from within, out of the heart of man, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a person.'" This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, O Christ.
Let us pray. Gracious and merciful Father, today you challenge us again to be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might, to put on the whole armor of God that we may be able to stand our ground against the schemes and the temptations by the devil. Not only that, but to take up the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is indeed the Word of God. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words that I would like to share with you today is taken from the epistle lesson appointed for this Sunday, Ephesians chapter 6, with special attention to verses 10 and 11. Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. This is the Word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. And yet if I were to ask you this morning, are we strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might? And do we put on the whole armor of God so that we may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil? And if we're honest with ourselves again this morning, the answer is no. Not always. Unfortunately, we don't always stand our ground against devil, do we? No, we don't. We're not strong enough, but give in too easily to the schemes of the devil. This is especially true when we are tempted by the devil in our moments of doubt, our moments of fear and weakness. As a matter of fact, the devil is constantly tempting us to do evil and to sin against God's law and his commandments. When we are faced with problems and adversity, when there is a serious illness in our family, a divorce, a legal separation, the loss of our job, trouble with our children sometimes, or our grandchildren from time to time, a financial crisis, whatever it is, even the death of a loved one, it's not easy, is it? Let's be honest about that this morning. It never is. Does any of this sound familiar to you? I'm sure it does. It happens to all of us, doesn't it? And when it happens to us and not someone else down the street, it hits home, doesn't it? And it becomes real. And then we start to panic. And we start to worry and be filled with all kinds of anxiety. Because it is then that the devil will tempt us to listen, not to God, but to Him. He tempts us to say, "Why me, Lord? If you, Lord, are so good and you are so loving, why don't you do something about it?" That's precisely what the devil did with Adam and Eve in the very beginning of time. And we all know the story, don't we? The devil tempted Eve with the question, did God really say, "You must not eat from any tree in the garden"? Did God really say that? As a matter of fact, the devil contradicted what God told Adam and Eve. "You will surely not die. For God knows when you eat of it, you will be knowledgeable, knowing good and evil. Your eyes will be opened." And how did Eve respond to the temptation by the devil? Unfortunately, she listened to him, didn't he? Adam and Eve, instead of saying no, she just could not resist the temptation of maybe, just maybe, being like God. Can you imagine being like God? Knowing good and evil. So she gave in to the lies and the deception by the devil. She ate of the forbidden fruit in the middle of the garden. And she also gave some to her husband Adam. And suddenly, they found themselves in serious trouble. We read in Genesis chapter 4, verse 7, "The eyes of both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And when they heard the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, they tried to hide themselves from God among the trees. But God called out and said, 'Adam, where are you?' And Adam said, 'I heard the sound of thee in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid myself.' And then God said, 'Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I, the Lord your God, commanded you not to eat from?' And we know the rest of the story. As God punished Adam and Eve forever from the garden of Eden. That was also true of Peter, one of Jesus' own disciples, as the devil used Peter to rebuke Jesus. That Jesus finally had to say, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have the things of God, but the things of men." The same happened with Judas Iscariot, the disciples, as the devil used him to betray Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. We read in the Gospel of Luke chapter 22, Satan entered Judas Iscariot as he betrayed his Lord and Master Jesus Christ with a kiss, which was a sign of love and friendship. As a matter of fact, St. Paul reminds us and warns us in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14, Satan masquerades himself as an angel of light in order to deceive us. In the book of Revelation, the devil is described as that ancient serpent trying to lead the whole world astray. Yes, the devil is always trying to use us. He's always trying to control us. He uses every opportunity he has to deceive us with his lies and deception. As a matter of fact, Peter writes in his first letter to be careful, to be alert, because the devil is a liar. He never says the truth. He's the father of lies, of all lies. Peter says, be sober, be watchful. The devil, your adversary, roams around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. And then Peter says, resist him, firm in your faith. That's what St. Paul emphasizes in our text for today. Are we listening? Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God so that you can stand against the schemes of the devil. As a matter of fact, here St. Paul goes on to say, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. You know, the devil throws darts at us constantly in order to wound us so that we will listen to him and not to what God has to say. Flaming darts of the evil one. Not only that, but to take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. In other words, to fight the good fight with all your might, as we sang, or we tried to sing this morning in the hymn of the day. I was looking for the old melody from the Lutheran hymnal instead of the one we were trying to sing this morning. And why should we fight the good fight of faith with all of our might? Because Christ is your strength. Christ is your right. Not only that, but to trust. And enduring faith shall prove that Christ is your life and Christ is your love. We all remember the story of Joseph in the Old Testament, don't we? That's what Joseph did. When he was tempted to commit adultery with his master's wife, Joseph took the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and trusted in God by saying, how then could I do such a wicked thing and sin against God? Joseph had the strength to be strong and to say no, standing up for what he believed to be morally right. And in keeping with the commandment of the Lord, you shall not commit adultery. And just like Joseph, God will also help us to be strong in our moments of doubt and weakness and fear and disappointments we face in life, to stand our ground against the schemes and the temptations of the devil. When temptations come alluring, it is then that the Lord will make us patient and enduring. That's what we're going to sing in the closing hymn, in obedience. When temptations come alluring, make us patient and enduring. And God does. As we place all of our faith, all of our trust in him to guard us, to protect us, and to keep us from the temptations by the devil. As a matter of fact, we have God's promise to keep us strong and faithful to him. Listen to what St. Paul writes. God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. Did you hear that? Yes, God will always provide a way out for us against the schemes and the temptations by the devil. If we trust in Him, if we rely on Him and have faith in Him, we just cannot resist the temptations by the devil on our own. That's why we need Jesus to help us. As He said, how many times no to the devil? Who remembers? How many times was that? 3, wasn't it? Jesus fasted for how many days and nights? 40. And as the Son of Man, He was tired and hungry. And guess who comes along to tempt Him? What a great opportunity, right? And what did Jesus say to the devil? Man does not live on bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. That wasn't good enough for him. And Jesus had to say a second time, it is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test. But he still was insistent and wouldn't give up and offered all kinds of things to Jesus that Jesus finally said, away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us through his Holy Spirit. As we resist the temptations and the schemes by the evil one, the devil, by placing all of our faith and trust in Jesus. Yes, may our prayer today be the hymn of the day. Fight the good fight with all your might. Christ is your strength and Christ your right. God bless you in your walk, your faith, your trust in Jesus. To resist the temptations by the devil and to trust in Jesus. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the Father Almighty, the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be and abide with us all unto life everlasting. Amen.